Time now for the morning line here on KMAL. If you've been listening this morning to KMA News, you know it's been a busy weekend for firefighters in KMA land. Red Oaks Fire Department was among those out and about battling brush fires across the region. Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce is with us on the line this morning with a recap of a busy weekend and what's ahead. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. And first of all, could you talk about how often your department was out this weekend, all of the fires you had to fight, as well as any other department, really, that you're in touch with?
Yeah, I would say just about all departments in Montgomery County were out this weekend, with the exclusion of the Grant Fire Department. But it's been a busy harvest season for all of our agricultural folks. The weather has just been such that field work has been in its prime, which is taxing on the equipment out there, and multiple Montgomery County departments, as well as even surrounding county departments, have all been out on either equipment fires or field fires or both. So a busy season already.
And I know you had at least one fire yesterday, and of course Villisca was out in a fire on Saturday. The fire yesterday, how massive was that fire to battle yesterday?
The crews did an excellent job of getting it suppressed quickly. There was a farmer with a tractor and disc nearby that responded, and then also Brian Hammond, our Montgomery County EMA coordinator, responded right away with his drone. Once he gets it up in the air, he actually can direct suppress to where they need to be. So it just started into some standing corn. Crews were able to get it stopped. It originated in a picked corn field. They were checking over the combine. There was no, you know, real relevant mechanical issue that was found while we were there, but you know, as dry as it's been and this wind, just the littlest of any type of a heat source or ember, this fire is going to grow very, very quickly and get going on you.
Usually, in most years, how busy is this time of the year for firefighters?
It's getting busier and busier. I think the drier conditions are prime for these type of fire situations. It just seems like we're increasing fire calls and also just the size of how fast these fires can grow. The wind has just been quite a challenge. It'll push these fires extremely fast. You know, and you think about the areas we're responding to, it's a rural area. So getting the fire departments notified right away, getting the trucks on the road, and then getting them to that location, that early onset 911 call is paramount. Now, I do know some folks yesterday that put UTVs in their fields that they were working that have water tanks with just a small nozzle on it, just to start a suppression if need be, waiting for the fire department to get there, if it can be done in a safe manner, of course. Others that have parked tractors and discs. One group actually had an individual that was kind of a spotter for them while they were working a field, just because yesterday's winds were atrocious. And, you know, some of these folks are farming out in extremely rural areas. So others elect to not even run sometimes when we're in such an elevated fire danger. So just various components to try to make it a safe harvest season.
Now, we've had some rain overnight, when there is a slight chance of rain coming up on Thursday. What, if anything, will this rain that we've had overnight and through today help to ease the threat of brush fires any?
It's a overdue, thankful wish being granted. This is really going to help just to calm things down, get it. We've been just so dry. You know, every little bit's going to help. This is going to let everybody have a chance to get a break. It's going to allow fire departments and crews to get some well-deserved rest, And it also gives our agricultural folks a chance to get equipment in and maintenance done, you know, because obviously we don't have to be out in the fields and running nonstop. So just a nice break here that is going to let reset button.
Now, oddly enough, we're entering Fire Prevention Week across the country, and the theme for this year's observance is Charge into Fire Safety, Lithium Lawn Batteries in Your Home. From your standpoint, what does this year's theme mean as far as Fire Prevention Week?
Well, it's the, you know, the technology of things has changed so much. Lithium ion batteries are a thing and are relevant in our area. You know, they're starting to, with some of the charging capabilities of these devices, rapid charging, so forth, that it's actually leading to additional causes of fires with an overheated charger, overheated battery, battery cables that have become heated and fail, you know, or improper disposal of batteries. So it's irrelevant. We'll be putting out some materials this week, because like you say, it is Fire Prevention Week, the 5th through the 11th. So we'll be putting out additional materials as well on just some preventative maintenance things and things to check over on these devices, and also to make sure, you know, if at all possible, don't overcharge them and so forth. So just, you know, they're in homes. They're in about every home, and so once again, it's just an issue to bring light to and hopefully have no issues with it. So,
we'll talk about some of the things your department is going to be doing as far as National Fire Prevention Week with the public, with the schools and such.
Yeah, we have multiple PSAs that, of course, working with local media, you folks, KCSI, Red Oak Express, we get invited to the elementary schools every year, so the crews get to go up and show them the trucks and some of the equipment and gear that the firefighters use. We have a couple daycares we'll be visiting. And, of course, there's just times that we'll have folks come to the firehouse and do a tour and look at the equipment. And so the crews are in and out of the station quite a bit this week, getting out there to interact with the public, and they get to, you know, Q&A and meet and greet, and just do a lot of things to get the message out there, and hopefully, you know, no fires is a good thing. But you and I, over the course of the years, know that's just not going to be relevant, and so the better prepared our folks can be, hopefully the safer we are.
How much of an impact does it make, especially this week, with visiting schools and talking to the elementary kids about the dangers of fires?
I think it's very educational. I think the face-to-face is paramount when they get to meet them, especially with the younger folks, because some of the fire gear that, you know, we have to don when doing fire operations could be intimidating or scary to little kids. So getting in there, getting them familiar with how it looks, the interaction with the firefighters, and then you start getting into, let's say, the middle school age, and that's where you're going to get into the phone chargers and the electrical equipment, and kind of just remind them, you know, of being careful on charging your devices and whatnot, because at that threshold and then on through high school and so forth, we all are utilizing these electronic devices. Mm-hmm. So it's just bringing safety tips to something that's used daily.
Well, we've run out of time for this. John, thank you very much for the update, and have a great week. Hope you folks are things calm down for you folks a little bit, and all firefighters in KMA land. In the meantime, thanks for being with us this morning, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce on the Morning Line on KMA.